So I was alerted this week that there is a person in Norwalk who is running as a Democrat to unseat Senator Bob Duff. And I was really excited to get to know this person because, first of all, not to call out that youth is an important factor here, but this is somebody who is really not what I would call a typical politician and kind of fell into politics because he was seeing what was going on in his community. He was seeing what was going on in the state, and he figured we could do better. And so his name is Chris Dwyer. He joins us now. Your first interview since announcing that you are running for state Senate. How are you?
I'm doing well, Melissa. Good to be here. Thanks for having
me. Just do this. Just do like all this. Just shake it all
shake
out.
It out.
It's good.
You know?
It's all good, my guy. It's all good.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about you and how you would do a much better job of explaining how you kind of fell into the political realm.
Yeah. So, you know, it's and first of all, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here. And to be running, you know, politics is new for me. A year ago, I was working for Microsoft. I didn't know anything about politics. I didn't know who really Bob Duff was besides my neighbor.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, I mean, that's just a,
it's
you know,
whatever.
An aside. But, you know, and as I kind of got, you know, I've been in Norwalk for 7 years and, you know, you drive around, you feel the tension, you feel the traffic. You know, and you talk to people and you hear it in their voices, you know, the strain on rents. And we see an education fight every single year. So, you know, getting into politics was an accident. You know, I just kind of started to look around my community and listen. And I ran for city council. You know, I just kind of fell into that as well.
Wow.
And after lifting up all the floorboards and looking up, you know, what we can actually do, I really felt like this was the best option.
Wow. So tell us, I guess, from city council, I mean, to state Senate, that's a big jump. I think it's extraordinary. And I think it's awesome. And I think you could certainly do it. But I'm curious if you feel like, I mean, Senator Duff is not only somebody who's been serving for a long time, but he is the, you know, he's a leader, obviously, up in Hartford. He is somebody who's very close to Governor Lamont. I mean, what are sort of your thoughts? It's an uphill challenge is the nicest. You know what I mean? Like, that's a real way of saying it. So how are you kind of feeling about that?
Absolutely. You know, I think, you know, two things can be true at once. You know, Senator Duff has done a lot of amazing things for Norwalk over the last 20 years. I grew up in Wilton. I went to Karate Universe, got my second degree black belt there until I was 14.
Okay, so I won't be fighting you in the parking lot. Got it.
Yeah,
okay,
exactly.
Understand.
That
Perfect.
Was a long time ago. But, you know, and I remember when, you know, Walmart was Caldors. And so, you know, I've seen kind of the progress Norwalk has made in our infrastructure, reducing crime. And, you know, I bought a house in Norwalk 7 years ago. The housing market is incredible. But working class Norwalkers are suffering, and I've been watching the pleas and cries for help on education, renting, and infrastructure, and they have been ignored. So for me, you know, I think this is a very pragmatic, issue-based race, and I do believe that, you know, it's time for politics to change. You know, I think you talk about going from city council to state senate. It's all about affecting positive change, and politics right now is a team sport. So the parties really have this kind of establishment view of, you know, paying your dues and working your way up the system. And, you know, quite frankly, I think Senator Duff represents a lot of that.
So is it fair to say, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, Chris, but do you believe, you know, again, I know you're running as a Democrat and that's perfectly OK. But I'm curious if you feel like there is a lot of. So a lot of times you'll hear that the Democratic Party in Connecticut, instead of, for example, you have potential constituents who are saying that we're not doing enough for education. We're not doing enough for the housing market. We're not doing effective changes enough when we could be. And oftentimes when that comes to the feet of Democratic leadership, they will look to President Trump. Do you feel like there's a lot of national blame game going on versus actually making effective change in Connecticut? Or do you believe that, I mean, what is, I guess, your thought on the Democratic Party in Connecticut currently?
Yeah, well, Melissa, you said you weren't going to put words in my mouth, but I think you probably just took my exact words and put it in my mouth. I think, you know, the Democratic Party is very happy to point to Donald Trump and the atrocities that are happening at a national level to really kind of glaze over local issues. I am a Democrat. I am a hardcore leftist. But when I talk to Republicans about what's going on in Norwalk, about the overdevelopment, about the tax abatements that are happening for companies like Spinnaker, for the ECS formula that has gone ignored since 2013, infrastructure projects, which Senator Duff is happy to list, that are not requested by our citizens and our constituents. When I think of all that, you know, I do agree with you, what you said, which is that Democrats are happy to talk about the national issues, but we have a job to do, and it's not that. It's to serve Norwalk and parts of Darien.
So what would you say, Chris, are some of your biggest items that you want to touch on? I know you're actually going up to the Capitol today. That's why he stopped in studio, which I so appreciate because I love to meet people in person. But you're headed up to the Capitol today specifically to testify in regards to ECS funding, correct? I mean, talk about some of the things you would want to tackle if you were to become the next state senator.
Yeah, great question and very, very prudent for today. The ECS is the, you know, just to kind of lay it out, is the education cost sharing formula. And, you know, TLDR is that it's the way that Hartford distributes money to cities and towns in Connecticut to get education money. That formula is very, very complex, and there's a number of different factors that, you know, determine why some cities should get one, you know, cost per child and another. Norwalk is severely underfunded, and there's a multitude of reasons that Senator Duff is ignoring. One of them is the base cost of the ECS, which is kind of that foundational level of how much we give per child. That has not been adjusted since 2013. If you talk about inflation over the last year, let alone since 2013, that's significant. Additionally, there is, you know, in this calculation, a wealth factor, and every single town is looked at of how wealthy it is. In that wealth factor is a thing called a grand list. And in that grand list, there is homes and, you know, kind of all the buildings of that city, but it also includes commercial real estate. So these issues are completely intersectional. When I talk about infrastructure, development, and education, overdevelopment in Norwalk is stealing from our children. It is inflating our wealth factor, making us look richer than we are, and taking away from them every single day.
We are chatting with Chris Dwyer, and Chris is a Democrat running to unseat Senator Bob Duff. I jumped ahead. Obviously, he has to win a primary, but he is looking, obviously, for Norwalk and surrounding, because Senator Duff right now represents Norwalk, Darien.
That's
right?
It's all Norwalk and
which is massive.
Part of Darien. And, okay. You know, just to talk about that for a second, you know, I speak directly to Norwalk. You know, I think there's a lot of needs. You know, we're talking about an underfunded education thing, but obviously Darien's a, you know, he represents about a third of Darien. So we'll get there. That's a whole, you know, other can of worms. But I think, you know, yeah, that's where he represents.
He's definitely, I think, you know, very deeply connected to Norwalk in ways that, and this is just from what I have seen, in ways that I don't know why he's deeply connected, if I can say that.
yeah.
You know, like you bring up education funding, for example, Chris. And last year, it never sat well with me how the budget ended up being. I mean, I can vividly remember watching these, and they stream them. You can go back and watch them at home if you wanted. These families and parents and teachers who were livid at the process and what was being cut and what was being included and what was going on. And everything kept coming back to Bob Duff. And I really couldn't understand why, because I'm like, you're not on the Board of Education. You're not on the Board of Finance. You're not the superintendent. You're not even the mayor. Why are you so heavily connected to the education budget in Norwalk? And I never really got that clear answer. I don't think any news outlets really got that clear answer. If we did, you got stonewalled. And so he's very connected to Norwalk. And I'm curious, how do you break through to the people who are just going to do the status quo? Because look at what just happened yesterday. Governor Lamont decides to line item veto all the earmarkings. He feels that that is not a good process. He felt that was not responsible to put this in this 121-page bill, which he passed the rest of it. And all that was focused on from Senator Duff and Senator Looney was, I can't believe you didn't pass those earmarkings. And again, I just, I would love to know how you break through to voters who just feel like, well, I know Duff and I see him everywhere and he's heavily connected when I don't know in a lot of ways why he is. But how do you break through to voters?
Well, it's a really good question. And, you know, the education, you know, I'm going to call it, and I did this in my kind of announcement letter. I called it an unprofessional and a painful budget cycle. If you look through, and I'm only 7 years into Norwalk, I don't have any children, but I've done a ton of research on this. And over the last 20 years, this has been a consistent fight. Every single, you know, Board of Education and superintendent has the same vilification and honestly, gaslighting by Senator Duff. You know, everybody has their allowed to have their opinions on why things are the way they are. But when you bring things into the public field, when you are talking to parents and you are putting deals on the table and then revoking them in late night videos, that's not professional.
I also just don't understand. I really, and I know that's not for you to answer, Chris, but I just don't really understand, again, the inner workings of that. That's always been confusing to me. I, by the way, have reached out to both the superintendent about this and Senator Duff multiple times and have not been, you know, spoken to about that. So what is sort of your plan kind of going back? Because I know I just gave you a very loaded question. And so you addressed the education portion of that. But I'm curious how you reach voters who might just be kind of stuck in status quo mode.
Well, I think it's really about, you know, I see government as an opportunity cost equation. You know, if you choose to do one thing, you aren't choosing to do another. So really, for me, it's all about hearing people what they want to choose. And, you know, I've talked to a lot of people. I was endorsed by the Democrats last year for city council, and I actually rescinded my endorsement and petitioned. There's a lot.
Why'd you do that? I think that's interesting.
For the same reason I'm running for state senate. I think that the corporate interests have infiltrated, you know, even my own party way too much. And I want to represent the people and run for them directly. So I petitioned. I got 190 people to sign my, you know, signature over, like, I don't know, it was like 5 days or something. And, you know, what I learned was all the issues I'm bringing to the table. So I talked to Democrats, Republicans, unaffiliated, independents. They all say the same thing. The rents are too high. Our education is severely underfunded and traffic and roads are ravaged. It's very simple to me about how to do this. You know, for me, I'd like to keep listening. I'm planning on maybe renting out like a bowling alley or a movie theater and having a completely open town hall where every single question is read. I think there's a lot of gatekeeping that goes on in government. And I want to change that. So fully transparent process is, I think, the way to go.
Just speaking of the omnibus bill, only because it is very top of mind and probably, in my opinion, one of the biggest turning points in Connecticut government we've seen in a long time. In fact, I believe House Minority Leader Vin Candelora said it perfectly on my show last week. He said, in all the years I've served, I've never seen an emergency certified 121-page bill pass in 20 days into the legislative session, by the way, when none of it was an emergency, by the way. And Representative Steinberg in Westport, who voted against it, I had asked him, I said, why'd you vote against it? And he said, it's pretty simple, Melissa. It's a horrible process. I cannot be a part of a process like that. And I'm curious what your take is, because we do have a supermajority, which is your party. And I'm curious what you think about some of the processes like what we saw last week.
I think I should talk to Representative Steinberg probably. You know, I think that processes are important and it's important to have an open process. It's important to go procedurally and it's important to have the public be the loudest voice. So, I've seen it in Norwalk with government. We've seen it in with the city council. You know, I'll say that the current mayor in Norwalk, Barbara Smith, I really love a lot of the things she's doing. She's being so transparent. Really, really great. But, you know, in the past, we have seen city council pass things late at night or, you know, these are very important things, budget issues. So I'm all for, you know, kind of pragmatic governance that is really, you know, not partisan. It's really focused on the issues. So I'm with that. You know, the omnibus, I think you do need to have more due diligence to not rush things and really understand. And I understand that, like, you know, Senator Duff, he was very vocal I saw yesterday, very vocal, like very upset about
the earmarking.
The earmarking, which is totally fine. But I think we really just do have to have a discussion of, you know, process and are we doing this the right way or are we trying to squeeze some things in?
Well, and I hate to say it, but I think it's really interesting that he and Senator Looney were so upset about it because, first of all, the rest of the bill literally got signed. All of it got signed except for the earmarking. And you're talking about $3.5 million, give or take. And when you look at all those entities, Chris, none of them are in Fairfield County. It's all Hartford County, New London area. I mean, it's all, to me, those entities were all given money. So, for example, the VFW in New London, totally legit, right? I mean, you want to give to your veterans, right? But how do you then look the VFW in New Haven County? How do you say you're not getting any? Or how do you look at organizations like Homes for the Brave in Bridgeport and say, sorry, you're not getting any? Like, there are other entities that also are helping veterans. So why did New London get it? I just don't know how you can be okay with giving money and then just slapping hundreds of other organizations in the face and saying, well, sorry, you weren't connected. I think that's wrong. And it's I feel like I'm happy that the governor feels like, hey, we need to have more oversight. We need to have a better process here. We can't just be shoving these things at least into 100-page bills. You know, you can't do that.
Yeah. And, you know, I read a Republican, you know, kind of saying, you know, they were pushing him to veto these earmarks. And, you know, when you're starting to agree with a Republican on something, I'm kidding. But like at a local level,
no,
you know,
but I think that's important to say it right on the local level. I really do think well, I don't understand why there's not more bipartisan, because I've literally had callers who are also diehard Democrats call into my show and say, when I hear the things that the Republicans want to put forward, I actually think that's great. And I really wish my party would just hear them out or compromise more. You know, like there were amendments that were presented in the Senate on this omnibus bill and they all got shot down. So the Republicans were even willing to maybe give more support to this bill, but the supermajority had it. So they didn't even listen to those amendments. That's wrong. That's not good government.
I'm here to represent Norwalk. I'm not here to represent Democrats. And that's how I'm going to govern. You know, I think Senator Duff, he does talk too much about partisanship at the local level. So it's time that we get Norwalk and Darien united around the issues and really, you know, and listen, I will say this bluntly, okay? ICE came to Norwalk last year on August 15th, and they tased a man in front of the movie theater that I had my first kiss at, okay? And I recorded it. I was there, and I saw it. That's wrong. However, two things can be true. The national, you know, politics can be what they are, and I can have my opinions on that. But the development, infrastructure, and education within Norwalk have been ravaged by the Democratic Party and primarily Senator Bob Duff, too. So two things can be true at once.
Chris Meyer, I want to thank you so much for stepping out and campaigning to run for state Senate. If people want to learn more about you, do you have a website?
I do. I think the best way to follow me right now would be on Instagram. My handle is Chris Dwyer, DWYERCT. The website is as well, chrisdwyerct.com. You can also reach me at chrisdwyerct@gmail.com. And you can also text me. It's somewhere online, but it's a Google Voice number. It's not my real.
What I'll do is I can actually put that with your podcast. If people want to learn more, connect to you, certainly ask you more questions. And if you do end up doing that town hall that you're thinking about doing, certainly let us know and we'll let the public know. Chris, thank you so much for coming in studio. And we will, I'm sure, certainly connect again really soon.
Thank you so much, Melissa.